We're going to talk more about the crash and the implications of that crash of an Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX jet over the weekend. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Mike Boyd. He's the president of the aviation consulting firm, the Boyd Group. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
My honor. My honor. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is now calling on the FAA to ground the 737 MAX 8 here. I wanted to ask you generally, before we get into some of the specifics, what is the threshold for the FAA to take such an action? What kind of dangers have to be present?
Well, you have to have some knowledge of it, which Senator Feinstein doesn't. We have pilot unions in America that are saying they had been trained properly to operate this airplane. The one that crashed in Ethiopia, the co-pilot reportedly only had 200 hours, which means he wasn't qualified. So there's a difference in the cockpit as well, and I don't think Senator Feinstein is really in a position to call for that.
Mike, help us with some perspective in terms of just how big this fleet is. Can you throw out a number in terms of what percentage of the overall airplane fleet out there that this represents?
In the United States, we have just about 6,700 turbojet-powered airliners in the U.S. fleets. There are 72 of these airplanes out there, less than 1%. So it's not a huge chunk right now. There are a lot of orders for them, but overall, it's a very, very small percentage.
When you look at the optics of this, they have two of these very deadly crashes involving this particular plane. They were both brand new planes, and the circumstances surrounding the crash sound familiar. I mean, it's definitely spooking people, some of whom are probably already afraid to fly, because it sounds really similar.
Well, see, I think we need to listen to the experts out there, number one, because the U.S. market is very, very different than what's in Ethiopia or what was in at Lion Air, which is an airline that at one time was banned from flying to the EU because it was unsafe. So it's an issue. I would side with the pilots union at American that says we're trained to fly this properly. If they weren't, they wouldn't be saying it. But it's one of those issues where you got to know about the situation before you call for things like that. Right now, today, I think what we have here is an issue with the two airlines involved, more than with the airplane itself.
So let me ask you to expound on that just a little bit. So there are two aspects to this. There's the hardware, there's the aircraft itself, and then there's also the training behind those pilots who are flying them.
Correct. And after the Lion Air crash, there were several changes made, several procedural issues issued by Boeing that pilots learned about. We don't know if that was the case with this Ethiopian crash, particularly if the co-pilot was unqualified to be there by international standards. Lion Air was another entity where, you know, you're talking about an airline that a few years ago, again, had major safety problems. So we can't compare them to U.S. carriers.
The 737 has been one of Boeing's best-selling craft. The MAX is its newest version. How big of an upgrade was this particular aircraft?
Mainly in the area of, you know, computerization to some degree, but also just in efficiency, you know, a new wing, more efficient engines, that sort of thing. It wasn't like a giant change in terms of pilot qualifications and what they needed to have to fly the airplane. But it's an airplane that it has been safe up till now. There's an airplane that you need pilots qualified to fly it. We're not sure that these foreign carriers had qualified their pilots properly.
And Mike, regardless of the driving factor here, whether it's, you know, a politician getting involved or the Airline Pilots Association weighing in, if in fact this thing hits a, you know, kind of a critical level of concern out there, how do you see this playing out?
Well, I think when the facts start to come out and we start to look at what the difference is between U.S. and other places, I think it's going to be fun. But again, keep in mind, you're going to have a hard time booking a flight on one of these. There's only 72 out of, you know, over 6,000 airplanes flying around right now. So it's not a case where we have a huge part of our industry dependent on these airplanes. But I guarantee you, if there was one iota of it being unsafe, these pilot unions would be out there saying we're not flying it.
Well, thanks for your time and your perspective. Mike Boyd is president of the aviation consulting firm, the Boyd Group.